Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. From collection to disbursement, the work of the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Financial Management Service is varied. It touches millions of American citizens and virtually every federal agency every day. As the federal government's financial manager, what is the mission of Treasury's Financial Management Service? How is FMS streamlining and modernizing its core payment, collections, and reporting functions? What is it doing to better manage its resources and execute its overall mission? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dave Liebrich, Commissioner of the Financial Management Service within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. David, welcome to the show. It's so wonderful to have you.
Thank you, Mike. I'm really pleased to be here. It's one of my favorite things to do is talk about the Financial Management Service.
Excellent. Well, let's get right into it. Let's start off by getting some context. Could you tell me about the mission and continued evolution of the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Financial Management Service?
Financial Management Service is a bureau of the Department of Treasury, and we do four things. We make payments for most of the federal agencies. We collect the monies that fund the operations of government. We report on the financial activity of the government, and we do debt collection. This is something that we feel quite passionate about. Oftentimes when I tell people I do this kind of work, they say, well, you know, how exciting can that be? But when you're making lifeline payments to people every month, you know, Social Security payments and benefit payments to people who really need the funds, you realize that you're doing something very important and very significant. When you're collecting the money to fund government operations and you're doing that effectively, that's awfully important. And when you're reporting on the financial activity of the government, decision makers have the ability to really understand better the impact of their decisions if they have good data. And then finally, as it relates to debt collection, we feel quite keenly about that in the sense that half of the collections that we do are for delinquent child support. So when you talk to the people within FMS, while it may sound like standard back office kinds of things, when you look at the actual mission of what we do, there's a lot of passion around it and a lot of sense that there's purpose and meaning to what we do.
So with a varied mission and an important mission, how does FMS support the overall mission of the department?
Well, the department has one of its key strategic goals is effectively manage the U.S. government finances. And how FMS fits into that is of course, on the payment side and the collection side and the reporting. But also, most recently, the department has had a high priority initiative. Every government agency has to have a high priority initiative. And the one of the ones that the department has chosen is the electronic initiative. And so, as it relates to Treasury, we are very important with respect to making sure that we make electronic payments and electronic collections. And that's something that's very core to our mission.
Great. So I want to get have an understanding about your bureau in particular, and how is FMS organized, the size of its budget, number of full-time employees, and more particularly, its geographical footprint?
We have about 1,800 employees, and we're located primarily in Washington, D.C. and Hyattsville, Maryland, but we also have regional financial centers in Philadelphia, San Francisco, Austin, and Kansas City. And we also have a debt collection center in Birmingham, Alabama. So we have a fairly large footprint across the country.
So with an important mission, and you've done a wonderful job connecting that mission to the overall mission of the department, what about your role as commissioner of FMS? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I really believe that as a leader of an organization, you have to be thinking about the organization in really three important quadrants. And those quadrants are thinking strategically about the organization. So the commissioner really does sort of, I think, have the primary responsibility to think strategically where is the organization going. At the same time, the second area is operations. And because we're so heavily dependent on daily operations for what we do, that collecting the money and that making the payments and reporting are so important. So you have to have a good, strong foundation in thinking about operations. And then finally, it's really important to always be thinking about the people of the organization, those people within your organization, what they do and how they do it. So between my deputy and me, we spend a lot of time thinking about the future of the organization, creating and clarifying direction, aligning the resources and representing the agency both internally and externally, and then focusing our resources and problem solving and then really looking at how we manage the people. And I'm really lucky in the organization that my deputy, who Wanda Rogers, has been in the organization for I'll just say over 25 years, has really a wonderful feel. Now, I've been at FMS for a little over 3 years and been at Treasury for over 20, but Wanda has a really good feel for the organization. And we've been, I think, quite fortunate how we've broken up our responsibilities of really both of us think strategically about the organization and both of us think about operations, but I think I spend more of my time thinking about the strategy and the direction of the organization, and Wanda spends her time on the operations. Whereas I think both of us really do feel the people part is a significantly important part of what we do. Three of the things that we do are part of the national critical infrastructure. And so when the government either shuts down or has emergencies, it's very important we continue to make those payments, continue to collect those monies, and as well as report on the financial activity of the government. So those three functions are part of the national critical infrastructure. And so we do spend a lot of time thinking about how do we make sure we're doing those things well and securely.
Well, actually, that's a nice way to segue into the challenges that you face. What are the top, say, three challenges you face, and how have you come to address them?
I think that probably we, as most of everyone in government right now, will have the new budget environment is a challenge. But I think the three for us are a budget, leading in a time of change, because we have a significant amount of change ongoing with the organization. And I think doing a good job of agency collaboration. Because we're a centralized service, we provide these services to other government agencies, it's really important they understand and we understand what their business needs are and what our requirements are. And so that collaboration with outside organizations is very important. But first, turning to the budget, we at FMS operate with sort of five overarching priorities. And those overarching priorities are daily operations, doing that well. Second is moving from paper to electronics and everything that we can do. The third is cost management. As it relates to the budget, one of the things I think FMS has done well over the years is really focused on driving costs out. So in this, our FY 2010 budget was roughly $245 million. Our FY 12 budget request is $214 million. So we're looking at annual reductions of somewhere around $25 or $26 million a year. And we've been able to do that in measure because I think we spend a lot of time thinking strategically about our business lines, looking at ways that we can improve efficiencies in business processes. So, for example, I mentioned the second overarching priority was moving from paper to electronics. Significant savings that are attached to that. In fact, over the 5-year period when we get fully implemented there, we're anticipating the 5-year savings of close to $500 million. Now, that's not all going to come back to FMS. A lot of that's going to accrue to the agencies. For example, Social Security will have lower expenses for sending out payments. But it's really looking at those core business functions and saying, how do we do a better job of doing what we do more efficiently and effectively? So while I think that number is a pretty significant number, those are, in terms of our budget getting smaller, those are issues that we brought to the table. Those were not really being forced by budget pressures. They were us looking at our business and figuring out how do we really become more efficient in what we do. And I think going forward, we feel well positioned because of a lot of the efforts that we've taken over the course of the last 3 or 4 years to really look at costs and expenses. I think it's harder for other government agencies because I think it's harder in some senses because you can't turn on the dime within a year. And some of the budget pressures really have come in sort of a very quick fashion. And I think if it's much easier to manage an environment of decreasing resources if you're planning and you're going out forward. So as that being, one of the three challenges we face, we will continue to face that as on an ongoing basis. But I think that we're reasonably well positioned given our mindset of really addressing some of those things. One of the things that we did, and we did listen to OMB, and so when we looked at our operations, we looked at facilities, we looked at data centers, we looked at ability to use shared services, and all those things are things we've done in the course of the last 2 or 3 years to really get our costs down. But I also would emphasize again, it takes lead time to do that, and you have to do planning to get there on those things.
What is the strategic vision that frames FMS's operations? We will ask David Liebert, Commissioner of the Financial Management Service within the U.S. Department of the Treasury, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.